Welcome to Grace. We're here to bring God's grace to your life. And what a wonderful joy today as we live in the mercy, grace, love of our God. It is brought to us in song. Today is a special day here at Grace. It is our Christmas cantata brought to us by our praise choir. And so welcome to all of our guests. We're so glad you're here as we celebrate the gift of life in song in the birth of Jesus. Heaven's child, welcome. Few things before we begin our worship, just to highlight in your grace notes. So make sure you take your grace notes home, but there's lots going on. First is Gleaners. We're a mobile site for Gleaners. We distribute food. Pallets of food are brought, fresh food brought to us, and we distribute those to families in need. We need help distributing that. Everybody kind of pulls in, and we need to get it from pallets into vehicles. And so if you can help us do that, package it up and get it to them, we would love to have you. So that's this Wednesday from 12:30 to 3:30. There's a sign up at the Welcome Center if you would like to help. This coming Tuesday is Grace Preschool's Christmas program. And so if you want to just see the joy of little ones presenting the story of Christ's birth, it is so cute. On the cute meter, say it's up to 10, it's like a 12. I mean, it is just so filled with joy, and it's just a great time. So, and plus, you never know what's going to happen. Mary might lose it. Joseph might decide to walk away. You know, who knows? It could be complete chaos, but you love it. You love it. So, Christmas preschool program. This coming Wednesday, we continue with our Wednesday Advent focus, pilgrimage, a spiritual journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. First week, we looked at Nazareth. Last week was Bethlehem, and we got snowed out. I mean, that's when all the storm came. And so, if you want to kind of take in the teaching of Bethlehem, I'm going to do that tomorrow night in our regular scheduled 7 o'clock worship. And so, plus there's communion. This is a normal communion day, but because of the cantata, we don't have communion. If you'd like to come to communion, kind of live in the stuff about Bethlehem, you're welcome to come, 7 o'clock tomorrow worship. Wednesday, we're going to take the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And we're going to stop at each kind of at several places along the way of that journey, 10-day journey for Mary and Joseph from Nazareth to Bethlehem, and take in what places were they at, the story behind those places. And so it should be a wonderful evening. We start with soup supper at 6, and then the actual kind of service is at 7. So pilgrimage, a spiritual journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem this coming Wednesday. Christmas Eve is Saturday, so the good news is there's still time, men. Sunday, what'd I say? Saturday? Christmas Eve is Saturday. In my mind, yeah. No, Sunday, Christmas Eve. So thank you for the correction. Sunday, Christmas Eve, we have worship times at 11 a.m. That's this normal worship time, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and then 11 p.m. So 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 11 p.m. for candlelight and communion. 11 a.m., 3 p.m., same service, kind of a celebration, family-oriented service, and then candlelight communion at 11 p.m. Also on Christmas Day, which is Monday, thanks to my bright choir reminding me when these days are, Monday, 10:30. All right. Very good. Well, with that said, let's stand and greet one another in the spirit of Christmas joy on this Advent Sunday. Praise Choir has put in a lot of work. Also, so Rob Voss, he's our narrator today. And so as the choir brings us this incredible gift of Heaven's Child, we're going to ask you to refrain from clapping until the very end of the cantata. And so we'll take a moment in the midst of the service to pause and give thanks and clap. But in the midst of the songs and the narration, we just ask you to refrain from clapping, and then we'll thank them in total at the end of their cantata before we dismiss. So with that said, let's lift our hearts in worship with our opening song, O Sing of Christ.
Whose birth we know, the kindness. and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus is your greatest gift to us, a great sign of your love. Guide us as we strive to walk in that love together as a family here at Grace and in our homes this Advent. As we prepare our hearts for Christmas, bring us closer to each other and to your Son. And dear Jesus, help us focus on you during this busy season. May we stay aware of the joy you bring into our lives. We want to find you in everyday moments and come with hearts of gratitude to your manger on Christmas. Give us the grace and strength we need every day. Help us to always trust in you. Come, Lord Jesus, lead all people closer to you. Come and eliminate the darkness of our world with the light of your love. Our Savior, a babe born in a manger. We love you and we adore you. And all God's people say,
Amen.
And now the lighting of the Advent wreath. In our Advent wreath litany. As we light our Advent candle, we prepare for Christmas time. Light of the world, shine on us. In this world of darkness and pain, to all the people who don't know you, light of the world, shine through us. Jesus, you are coming again. Light of the world, light the way. So we begin Heaven's Child.
In the beginning, before there was sound, before there was music, the master composer raised his pen to touch the cosmos with an eternal song. The music sang and pulsed and shimmered through the halls of creation. It vibrated the universe and moved the planets along their paths. The ancient melody swirled around the blue planet and whispered in the passing breezes and rolled with the ocean's breath. The music could be heard in every creature's call. The master composer wrote this music deeply on the hearts of humanity. And through the generations, prophets would give breath to this music. They dared to rise up and sing the melodies written on their hearts. And whenever they rose up, their music carried the same eternal message. Prepare. Prepare for the promised one. Prepare for the child of heaven, the prince whose name is peace. Throw off your evil state and stand clean and ready. Rejoice in the day of the promised one's arrival. For when he comes, those who walk with vision, no vision, and struggle without strength, will be restored with light and power and hope.
Come and listen to the prophet's call, ready to receive the Lord of all.
Lift your hands and look above.
He will come with light and love. Join in the celebration as we say, come prepare the way.
And down the halls of heaven. The holy chords swelled and the music grew to a mighty crescendo. Its tempo quickened as angels tuned and prepared their songs. The eternal hourglass released its seconds and hours and years as the time grew closer to send the redemption song to earth. But this time, it was not only the song that would be sent, but the very child of heaven. Angels lined the halls, ready to depart for earth. One by one they were dispatched, as they went to whisper the music into the ears of humanity.
You shall call him Jesus.
Joseph, take Mary to be your wife. She carries a holy child. She will bring forth a firstborn son, and he is the Son of God, the Son of God.
And so the moment came when the composer took heaven's son and blessed him and formed a seed, wrapped with divinity, rich with immortality, acquainted with heaven, but ready to enter this world. The divinity seed was planted into the humanity of a woman. This coming together brought heaven and earth into unity. The nature of God was fused with the human heart, and the fruit was completely perfect. And while this perfect union was not touched by the dust of the sinful world, the child formed by heaven and earth brought a holy presence to humanity's void. The eternal was wrapped in the temporal. Perfection was planted into imperfection. Power and omnipotence were fused with frailty and vulnerability. And when this union was done, it was perfect, it was right, and the history of the blue planet began once more. The child's first breath produced a cry heard across the hay of the stable. The first cry of a newborn is a beautiful sound. All human ears will stop and listen to the song of a new resident of the earth, a new brother or sister of humanity. He sings in the most primal voice and calls out in protest as he enters this new world. But to the ones who receive him, the newborn song announces that all is well. Another precious soul has crossed from the safety of the womb to become a new resident of this world. Joyful tears abound as the newborn proclaims to all around him, "I am here, I am safe, I am alive."
The silent moon is shining, but suddenly
of his mother. She surrounded him with warm, loving arms and blessed him with her adoring gaze and tender words of assurance. But outside their cocoon of quiet love and joy, the earth struggled under the injustice of domination, power, and enslavement. The world desperately needed to hear a new voice and a new song. Even in those first days, the joy of the child's arrival came to those with open minds and hearts. And now today, those who will grow still and listen may hear the heavenly song and receive the peace and joy of the child, our Emmanuel.
What a great way to start the cantata. We are going to be gathering our blessings now. So to all of our visitors and guests, we're so thankful you're here. Please don't feel pressured as the plate goes by. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for the gifts you give us. We bring to you just a portion of those blessings, Lord. Lord, I pray a special prayer for these families that may be digging deep down their pockets around this season, Lord. May you be enough to fulfill our hearts. We bring these blessings to you so you continue to grow your word here in this community in Romeo and beyond.
We pray this in your precious name. Amen. In our thoughts and prayers today, we're going to be keeping in mind a few of our brothers and sisters. We're going to be praying for our brother Don Foley, who had hip surgery, who's recovering. So we're going to keep Don and family in our thoughts and prayers for peace for him as he recovers. We're also going to be praying for Minnie Haska, who's recovering from health issues, and she's at MetaLodge. So we're going to be praying for Minnie and her family as well as she goes through her circumstances. We're also going to be praying for Lorraine Laval, who is recovering from heart surgery. So I can just imagine how tough that recovery is. So we're going to be praying for Lorraine, and people who are caring for her. And we're also going to be praying for Jack Ferguson, and we're going to be praying for his transition as he's going into assisted living. So keep Jack in your thoughts and prayers as well. And we're going to be praying for Joe Winget. We're going to just be praying for peace and strength for him. So please stand for prayer as we go to the Lord. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray for the church on earth and especially Grace Lutheran Fellowship, that her members would rejoice always in their salvation, pray without ceasing, and bear witness about the light of the world that is Jesus Christ. Let us pray for those who are preparing to serve the church as pastors, deacons, deaconesses, and DCEs. We pray that they would be diligent in their studies, faithful to their callings, and a blessing to those who they will come to serve. We pray for our pastors as well. We pray for Pastor Majeski and his family. We pray for Pastor Mike and his family. We also pray for our music director, Gary, and all the choir members as they bless us on the special day of the Christmas cantata. We pray for those that God has appointed to civic leadership, that they would govern wisely, administer justly, and not abuse the authority that they have been granted to them. We pray for those traveling this season to celebrate the Nativity with family and friends, that they reach their destination safely, that their time with loved ones be joyful, and that they return home without incident. We pray for those who are hungry, homeless, unemployed, or find themselves in any kind of need. We pray that they find food, shelter, and employment, and come to know and confess God as their giver of daily bread. For our God is a loving and giving God. We pray for those who are hurting, ill, or need a special care of our measure. We specially pray for Don Foley, Minnie Haska, Lorraine Laval, Jack Ferguson, Joe Winget. We pray for those that we silently name in our hearts. Lord, we pray that they find comfort, healing, patience, and the sure knowledge that Jesus will never leave them or forsake them. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And all God's people say,
Amen.
Let us pray together the prayer our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. And now we continue with Heaven's Child.
The sun had left for the night, and a chilly moon drifted in to take its place. The cold sent the men to their fires, huddled, half-chilled, and crouched under the load of their existence. For them, the blueness of their planet was mostly covered by the drab brown hues of dirt and drudgery. Sameness was their fare. Futility kept them in their place. But heaven smiled on them in their dinginess. On this night, angels would pass over people of higher birth to tell these men of the earth about heaven's child. An angel's salutation startled the men from their drowsy rest, but then calmed their fright and told them about the birth of the child. The angel pointed them toward the birth town, where they could go and see the newborn. Then, like a triumphant cymbal crash, A host of angels exclaimed their praise to the heaven's master and blessed the earth with a prayer for peace. After the angels left, the night seemed to lose its chill and the dark skies seemed to glow with excitement. Still wearing the stains and smells of the earth, the men left the warmth of their fires to answer the angels' call. With great celebration, they clambered down the road leading into town. For the rest of their lives, they would tell anyone who would listen about the night that heaven's angels sent them running to see the Holy Child.
Come now and let us go to see this mighty wonder. Come let us go and see this wonderful child. Come now and let us go to see this mighty wonder. Come let us go and see this wonderful child. Glory to God in the angels. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the angels. Glory to God in the highest. Come now and let us go to see this mighty wonder. Come let us go and see this wonderful child. Come now and let us go to see this mighty wonder. Come let us go and see this wonderful child. Glory to God, hear the angels. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God, hear the angels. Glory to God, shouting glory to God in the highest.
Found the child in a humble stable lying on a bed of hay. The place seemed to become a temple as they gazed on the child's heavenly countenance. Beauty is seen only by those who will open their eyes. A song is cherished only by those who will draw quiet to listen. And a heavenly sign is beheld only by those who will raise their vision in search of it. There were other men from a distant land, who raised their eyes to the heavens. For them, the night sky was a black parchment upon which the Creator wrote the order and purpose of humanity. Through the long chill of night, as they searched the heavens for a sign of divine guidance, they came upon a star that seemed to whisper to them, "He is here. A new king has been born. Go and see him." Faithful to their sky watching, they embarked upon the dusty road to follow the star's beckoning. The star drew them to a land of ancient wars and heavenly revelations. True to its path, it led them to the feet of heaven's child. With great reverence, they offered him their truest worship and finest treasures, Their openness to the heavens and their faithfulness to the path had led them to worship in the presence of the newborn king. The priest awoke as the new morning sun washed across his eyes like thousands of suns had before. He wrestled his stiff bones upright until his feet found the floor. With a long breath, he wondered how many more days the sun would find his fading eyes. Down the street, the old priest shuffled, slower than he had walked yesterday, but faster than he would tomorrow. The stiffness of age weighed him down, but faithfulness pushed his curved frame forward. Then a twinge of the heart awakened his hope. Could it be today? Could this be the day when the Creator's unspoken promise would be kept and he would see heaven's child, the Redeemer of Israel? In the corner of the temple wall, he perched on his eternal station and eyed all who passed through the gates of worship. Then his breath paused as his tired heart felt a youthful surge. His aging eyes widened to watch the young couple carry their newborn. He studied them for a moment and then hopped up with the legs of a younger man. The Spirit warmed his soul as he brought them his breathless greeting. His voice shook as he welcomed them with what could be called both speaking and singing. He exclaimed his praises and blessings with a melodic tone that he hadn't heard since his youth. Sweet and clear, so full of truth and assurance. A fresh smile creased his weathered skin as his eyes beamed through their clouded lens. He had seen the Holy One. At once he was filled with joy and relief. His life would no longer dangle unfinished in the waiting. Though he would still receive each new day as a gift, his life now felt complete. For he had seen the Lord's salvation, he had seen heaven's child. And now we may echo his words and feel his rejuvenation and joy. For all who truly see his truth and receive the Lord's salvation may live forever with peaceful hearts and restored souls.
I've seen the child, I've seen the Lord's salvation. The Lord has shown to me the promised Holy One. My eyes have seen the child, the revelation light. May God forever be praised, for now I may go in peace.
Into existence now stirs the music in all of us. Through heaven's child, a new spirit shimmers through our souls and swells up within us. Everyone who hears the message of the angels may echo the song they sing. And so, let us rise up to join heaven's angels to celebrate the coming of heaven's child, who is Christ the Lord.
Join the music.
So, heard a lot of compliments, and feel free to continue to extend the wonderful gift of the cantata. Also got a great compliment today, too. Someone said after the service, "Pastor, that was the best sermon I have ever heard you preach." So, yeah, that's awesome. So listen, on Sunday, we're going to be gathered together. There's going to be trumpets and timpani, the praise choir, the bell choir. This place is going to be packed. It's going to be an incredible joy-filled in the midst of it all. But we wanted for just to take a few moments to quiet our hearts and not to hear in song or some pastor kind of prattle on, but to hear the simple message of Jesus' birth read from the Message translation by Gus. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
The birth of Jesus. About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for. So Joseph went from the Galilean town of Nazareth up to Bethlehem in Judah, David's town, for the census. As a descendant of David, he had to go there. He went with Mary, his fiancée, who was pregnant. While they were there, the time came for her to give birth. She gave birth to a son, her firstborn. She wrapped him in a blanket and laid him in a manger, because there was no room in the hostel. There were sheep herders camping in the neighborhood. They had set night watches over their sheep. Suddenly, God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. Then the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody, worldwide. A Savior had just been born in David's town, a Savior who was Messiah and Master. This is what you're looking for. A baby wrapped in a blanket and lying in a manger." At once, the angel was joined by a huge angelic choir singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the heavenly heights. Peace to all men and women on earth who please him." As the angel choir withdrew into heaven, the sheep herders talked it over. Let's get over to Bethlehem as fast as we can and see for ourselves what God has revealed to us. They left running and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. Seeing was believing. They told everyone they met what the angels had said about this child. All who heard the sheep herders were impressed. Mary kept all these things to herself, holding them dear, deep within herself. The sheep herders returned and let loose, glorifying and praising God for everything they had heard and seen. It turned out exactly the way they had been told.
The message of his birth spoken. And so our response is a simple alleluia. Let's stand for our concluding song. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. Amen.
Amen.
So, go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have a great week, everybody.